Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 81, Stranger Things 4.
Yes. So, I guess we're recording this probably 24 hours after the premiere. No, the season drop.
The season drop.
Yeah. So, ito namang podcast episode namin will air probably like 6 days after the premiere.
That's enough time for everyone to watch it. To binge it.
Everyone talaga. But just in case, a spoiler warning, diba?
Tama,
so
tama.
If you're more like Wincy, who's so sensitive about spoilers.
Siyempre, gusto ko ma-excite eh.
Gets upset with spoilers. Maybe just skip this episode first, and when you watched season 4 volume 1, and then just listen to us again. But if you're like me, who who gets so excited when I learn about like spoilers and shit, then go ahead, listen to us. Yun. Okay.
Okay, so
start. What are we gonna talk about? I mean,
how are we gonna talk about it? Kasi sobrang daming talk points.
Actually,
sobrang daming
tema.
Or more like, how are we gonna talk about it? Now, since I'm producing this episode.
Uh-huh.
Ano isip kong method ay, what else? Listicle na naman. Pero this time, tigtatlo tayo.
Uh-huh.
I call this observations.
Okay.
Six random...
This isn't really new. Ang dami natin, listicle dash observations episode.
Okay, ito, stray observations. Uso to na mga listicle sa internet ngayon eh.
Yeah.
Yung random observations. Kasi napakalaki nung season, ang haba ng bawat episode, almost an hour per episode. Tapos, sabi mga, it's packed to the gills, di ba? With so many, parang limang movie siya crammed into one season.
Yung sabi nga sa internet, ano ba yun? Parang baby boomer yung pagkasabi ko. Sabi nga sa ibang articles, parang yung episode 7, the last episode in season 4 volume 1 is like Stranger Things the movie. Kasi nga, kanina nung niload natin episode, nagulat ka na parang, fuck, 1 hour and like 40 minutes almost.
Kaya nga yung mga movies ni Love Diaz, baka pwede natin, kasi 10
kaya
hours na natin pinanood Kung yung mga movies sa Cinemalaya, sa mga indie film festival na, yung mga 10 hours. Diba?
Yeah.
Kung i-cut up lang pala into 1 hour segments, kakayaan yun.
If may permission ka sigurong kumain, umihi.
Uminom.
baka, I don't know.
Kasi if you think about it, this whole episode, mga 11 hours eh.
Yeah.
And ikaw natapos mo in a day. In a night.
In a day. When it premiered the next day. Actually, the way we...
Pinanood mo nung gabi, di ba?
Hindi kasi na-fumo ako sa'yo or na-competitive ako. Parang,
pagbukas mo ng kwarto, nakita mo ako nanonood na ng
episode. Just a disclaimer, okay. Parang 1.5 days or like, ano ba yung 1.5 in hours? 20?
90 minutes.
Hindi, yung day, 24 plus 12.
36.
If ito total mo, parang 36 hours akong tulog kasi diba nag-booster shot tayo. So, the side effects kicked in. So, parang nagising ako as a person. Parang evening na of Friday. So, parang nag-load ako. I mean, syempre, naka-leave ako. So, wala, I mean, ang gagawin ko na lang.
Netflix and chill.
Nanood akong films. I mean, as much as I wanted to check on the work, parang bad role model yan kung naka-leave ka tapos nag-check ka ng work, di ba? Making excuses for watching films. But, yun. So, nag-season drop. Tapos nakita kita, nanonood ka nung episode once. Parang, ah, okay. Di siya nanonood with me. Tapos, parang, na-competitive ako. Pinanood ko siya. Tapos gulat ka na, the next day, tapos ko na.
The next day, mas marami ka nang alam kaysa sa akin. Binibigyan mo na ako ng mga
spoilers.
Op-ed. No?
Mm.
Pero ito yung first question ko before we jump right in. Ano ba yung appeal ng Stranger Things sa'yo? Bakit ka na ano? Bakit ka fan?
Well, I guess...
Well, you like high movie set in schools, napansin ko.
Yes.
From Sex Education to Sabrina.
Yeah. I guess kasi yung high school ko in real life was not that entertaining. It was kind of...
Your high school in Saints ko.
Yeah. Like, what you'd expect. Hindi siya dramatic. Yun. So, parang, for me, I always found it entertaining to see high school or parang movies or series set in high school na parang, wow, daming drama nito ah. Nung high school ako, parang wala akong drama.
Meron. Ito. Yung sa recollection nyo.
That's real. I mean, gawin mong TV series yun. Sobrang boring pa din niya.
Parang side character ka lang.
Oo, eh, diba? So, yun, ano pa ba? Parang, maybe because Stranger Things is like, di ba sinet siya, ano, 85, 83?
Itong season 4 set in 1986.
Yes, 86. So, 1 year before I'm going to be born.
Kumbaga, nasa ngiti ka na ng parents mo.
Maybe, I guess. But, kasi yung first season, di ba, 83. Sobrang layo niya from... when I was born. Hindi masobra, pero parang malayo siya when I was born. So, I was always fascinated with the 80s because it felt so near me, but I wasn't there.
Gets. Yung consciousness mo parang nabubuo pa lang.
Or parang kasi vivid yung kwento ng parents ko eh, about the 80s. And like, di ba may isang scene, pinakita yung year, yung lapida ni Billy Hargrove. Parang pinanganak siya 1967. Mm. Eh, yung mommy ko, 65, tapos yung daddy ko, 64. So, parang, ang lapit talaga, kumbaga, sila mismo na-excite sa Stranger Things. Or parang, in a way, I kind of have an idea how my parents
lived. Interesting.
So, I felt interesting. Like, yung tito ko, 65. So, sinasabi niya parang, na-excite siya kasi, ano yun, parang maybe 2 years older lang siya kina Nancy kay Steve.
Kasing edad ng ninong mo at ng daddy mo, yung mas matanda na batch. Sila Nancy, sila Steve.
No, they're 2 to 3 years older than Nancy and Steve pa rin. I mean, not exactly as old as the older, the teen teen group.
Mga late 60s pinanganak, no?
Oo. So, I guess... I mean, mag-abot sila sa high school if they were in high school.
Kasi actually, we did the math, di ba, the other day. Na tinanong natin, sino yung mga kilala natin na kasing edad nila, Mike, Will, 11, na kilala natin ngayon.
Ikaw.
Actually, the Eraserheads.
Yes, probably.
They were born 1970 eh. So, yeah. kung buhay pa rin sila Mike, sila Will, sila 11 ngayon, 50 years old na sila.
Yes. Yun, so... Alam mo, I was always fascinated by my parents' childhood or teenhood. So,
actually,
in a way, asay. Kasi parang, okay. Eh, very Americanized naman tayo, diba? Oh. So,
nagbabike rin yung mga parents mo nun?
No, I remember my dad had a bike. As in, binabike niya. Nakaangkas ako sa bike niya. So, parang, it's a typical activity for us. Yun.
BMX, ganun.
I don't know.
Nainggit naman ako. Sana yung parents ko, makita ko rin yung teenage years nila.
What would you, watch?
Wala eh. Wala.
70s. That's 70s show, I guess.
Parents, hindi. Yung parents 60s? Ko, teenager sila, 60s.
Ano
1952 kasi pareho parents ko.
Mad Men.
Eh. Wala naman teenager sa Mad Men.
Oo.
Well, pansinin mo, walang teenage show na set in the 1960s.
Eh, hindi ba yun?
Wala.
Siya war time.
Or kahit movie. Kasi yung Back to the Future pwede, pero 1950s yun eh.
Yeah. Nung pumunta si Marty McFly.
Yes, oo. Yeah. Pero pansinin mo, walang teen show na set in the 60s. Or movie, or story.
So far, I don't remember.
Wala.
Yeah.
That Thing You Do na siguro yung closest. Pero hindi naman teenagers yung mga yun.
No, adults na yun.
Adults na yun. 20s na yun.
It would be interesting, I guess. Wait, ano? Ano yung...
Hot Pals, baka may maisip kayo.
Or baka di lang namin alam,
di lang natin alam. Pero, I'm a movie geek. Wala pa ako napapanood na teenage movie set in the 70s, marami. Diary of a Teenage
I love that
Girl.
What else? It.
80s yung It.
Ah, 80s pa yun. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
If may maisip kayong series or film, teen film or like children
Hindi,
focus.
Yung or barkada. Children, barkada. Set ano? In the 60s na period. Give us a...
Ano ba? Edward Scissorhands.
50s.
Ah, okay. Pleasantville was 60s. I know, no, that 50s was 50s.
Then. Kasi 60s may color na eh. Actually, alam mo closest?
Ano?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino.
But that's 70s. Or late...
No, 69. Oh, Charles Manson Murder, 69. Late pero, 60s. Yung mga hippies... Ano eh, konti lang yung focus eh. More of si ano eh, diba? Si Cliff Booth and ano.
Yes.
And Leonardo DiCaprio. Yun.
Yun. Anyway.
So anyway, yeah.
Okay. So
yung appeal naman
warm,
sa akin ng Stranger Things, ako yung 80s naman. Kasi, siguro yung utak ko parang gulaman pa nun eh. Hindi ano, hindi pa solid eh.
Ilan taon ka ba nun?
89, I was 7. 82 ako.
O di parang sing edad ka nung bunsong kapatid ni Nancy.
Oo. Pero hindi si Erica.
Matanda na si Erica.
Matanda na si Erica. Eh. Oo. Yung kapatid ni Nancy. So at least, yung utak ko, receptive.
Yeah.
Kaya nga if you, ito na naman, plug na naman ako sa libro ko. If you check out my book, Tales for a Rainy Season, out now on Shopee and other bookstores. Very Stranger Things yung approach na ang daming period details from the 80s.
Because parang...
Kasi doon ako lumaki.
Ish. Yeah.
Oo. So, nakuha ko yung mga details nung 80s as a kid living in Quezon City, in Teacher's Village, na-absorb ko and I was able to put it in my fiction. Tales for a Rainy Season. Anyway,
ayun. Yeah. Pero I'm very fascinated with the 80s. Aesthetic. Like, I wouldn't really say I will wear them, but there are certain pieces na sobrang interested ako. Like
what?
You know, I have 80s, rerun, hindi eh, yung parang reissue ng Reeboks na Club 85. Oh, yun, 1985.
Ayun,
I have like two of those.
Ako yung closest ko na siguro yung mga Vans na skateboard shoes ko. No?
Yeah.
Na meron din
si Max.
Max. Anyway. So, what is your first observation about season 4 of Stranger Things?
Ako talaga yung una. Okay. So, again, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
You've been warned.
Yeah, feel free to pause and come back if you don't want any spoilers. Okay, first observation that I have is, ito sobrang nagustuhan ko tong point na to. In fact, parang, di ba nga, hindi tayo sabay nag-start. So, sabi kong, if nasa episode 4 ka na, papanoorin ko na siya with you ulit. So, technically, I rewatched.
This was Dear Billy. The episode named Dear Billy.
I think it's my favorite episode.
Okay.
And yung parang benta ko sa'yo na parang, this is the best episode for me. Because I like how they solve the problem. Diba? Long story short,
how did they solve the problem?
My curse, parang si Max, nasama siya dun sa curse ng Big Bad, si Vecna. Hindi na namin i-recap yung story, ah. Okay?
Magbasa na lang kayo sa Wikipedia.
I mean, I assume. Pinanood niyo na siya.
Kilala na nila si Vecna.
Oh, so parang pag tagpi-tagpi niya na yung pinagsasabi namin. So anyway, di ba si Max, kinurse siya ni Vecna kasi yun, guilty siya of Billy's death. And ang ganda, kasi diba it seemed like walang solusyon with the first two dead bodies. Diba? Tapos, since personal na, mas malapit din sa mga bida yung, yun nga, si Max. Ang ganda kung paano nila na solve, kasi through music. Diba? Everything is so hopeless and scary, but the solution was, kumbaga, the only thing that can save her is, or wake her up from that, di ba parang trance, was music. So for me, ang ganda nung role ng music, like music as a savior.
Oo.
Di ba? So, and in a way, it echoed season one's, ano, The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go, di ba? Na, yun ay music-based din kung paano nagparamdam si Will sa mami.
And in a way, yung never-ending story sa season three.
Technically, no.
Hindi naman, pero parang, the cavalry comes, tatarara.
And but tapos that was more of an OST. Hindi naman nila na-solve yung problema through Dustin and his
girlfriend.
Kumanta
lang sila.
Kumanta lang sila eh. So, ito ang ganda for me nung idea and nung meaning that music actually will save you. Because, I mean, wala namang... Ideally, walang Vecna in real life, but, you know...
De, diba? Pero symbolic si Vecna ng depression, grief,
isolation,
hopelessness,
anger. Yung pagkalugmok, diba?
Oh,
yung,
tama.
And diba si Max, parang she's been isolating herself, combative siya, dinadrive niya yung mga tao away. Diba, lahat ng nagkikare sa kanya, pinupush niya eh. So parang, yun nga, depressed. Maybe she's... I mean, we're not licensed, but either she's so depressed or she's eaten up by guilt. And ang ganda lang na music sort of saved her. And in a way, I mean, in a personal note, I mean, you would observe this. Like when I'm sad or when I'm stressed or I feel heartbroken, rejected, whatever, any negative feeling, diba, you see me listen more to music I love. So,
and you share it on your Instagram stories.
Yeah, so medyo cryptic yun. Parang expressive ako when it comes to music. Or parang I don't, now that I'm older, rare na nag-tweet about my feelings. Rare na nag, ano, I mean, di na ako emo masyado, diba? But, ayun, may breadcrumbs of like, you'd know how I feel based on the music that I share. Ayun. And important sa akin yung music kasi, yun nga, parang, for me, magical siya. Nag-gets ko na, I mean, maybe for other people, it's lame or parang cop out.
I don't think so.
Na parang,
yeah,
music
so.
Yung ano, sagot. Ganun.
No, I don't think so.
Parang, this is,
I mean, nung COVID, nung COVID, maraming nag-revisit ng music. Whether as a hobby or nag-aral sila ng gitara or nakinig sila ng music ulit.
Oh.
Na rediscover nila yung passion of their music. Kasi ang parang na-vec na tayo lahat nung COVID eh, di ba?
Oh. Di, pero parang, di kasi, di ba yung design ni Vec na he's so scary, sobrang massive, di ba? Like, demonic, di ba? Mm-hmm. Like, pag nakita mo siya parang walang pag-asa eh.
Oo.
Pamamatay ako eh. Pero, tapos biglang, okay, it's just her favorite song going to save her from this powerful
entity.
Demon, diba? Parang, some may find it like cop out or parang nye. Pero for me,
you can relate.
Oh, I can relate. And for me, it's a very poetic. Poetic ano siya, solution siya, or romantic.
Poetic rin ba siya dahil nung 80s parang naimbento yung Walkman tapos antindi nung music era nung 80s, di ba? Or hindi naman?
I would argue because parang every decade naman strong yung influence ng music.
Sama. But, kasi maski nung 50s, di ba, yung ano yan? Sing na rin na rin, kiss
pa
me.
Yun pa din nag-save kay Victor Creel. Baka makonfuse yung Podpals.
Kay Robert Englund, who played
Victor Creel. Basta may, Eh, nako, we assume you've watched Stranger Things when you listen to this. Yun, so, well, dun kasi walang Walkman though. But
wait, paano niya pinakinggan yung ano?
May radyo, di ba?
Dream of Me.
May radyo, di ba?
May radyo, may radyo.
Tapos nililipat-lipat nung, basta, nung energy.
Parang hirap lang labanan ni Vecna nung wala pang ano, no? Spotify or
so walang. Ngayon mas madali, technically.
O Spotify on loop, no?
I guess.
Sabi pa ni Max, di ba, na parang, I only have
46.
A tape. 46 loops, di ba?
Yeah. Na naka-loop.
Oo.
Parang ganda, di ba? Yun. Okay.
Just to add to that, ang gusto kong grace note na ginawa sa writing, ang nakaalam pa nung kanta na ipiplay para sino makakaalam ng favorite song mo para malabanan yung entity?
Hindi yung
yung jowa mo.
Ka. Kaya nga test of kajowaan siya kasi parang tangan na kung di mo alam yung favorite
song. Si Lucas
song
yung nakaisip.
Na, paano na?
Eh alam ko yung piplay kung sakaling masapian ka ni Beck na
ano?
Dear Prudence.
Actually, madami naman. Madami kong pwedeng i-play na song.
Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying by Belle and Sebastian.
Baka not really. It won't wake me up.
Kapag tumibok ang puso, Manilyn Reynes.
Mali, eh, si Donna Cruz yun. But yeah, applicable, probably.
Ah, sayang na sayang lang by Manilyn Reynes.
Pwede din. Or ano pa ba? Madami actually.
Nadami,
madali
ka eh.
Oo, madali. Madali ako i-save.
Hot Venom by Miniature Tigers. Madali kang i-save. Si Max nga yung...
Or ano, Maxwell Silverhammer.
Yes.
Yan. Yes, play it. As you save me. Hirap lang kung favorite song mo BTS, di ba? Parang Koreans. Di mo makanta. But
oh,
whatever.
Oh, hirap.
So it anyway. It would have been funny, no? If parang K-pop yung ano, yung favorite song mo, tapos tumutugtog siya dun sa... realm ni Vic na parang, fuck.
Oh.
Na to. But anyway, comedy na yun.
Gangnam style, no?
Oo. Oh, ikaw naman.
Okay. Second stray observation.
Yes.
I'm gonna make it in the form of a question.
Okay.
What I really loved about this season, why was the character of Eddie Munson so lovable? Yan.
Maybe for you.
Favorite ko talaga yung bagong character si Eddie Munson na sa simula pa lang, akala ko na parang, natakot ako nung una na parang, oh no, ito yung bully na bago.
Or parang ano, no, kapalit ba ito ni Billy?
Billy, oo. Oh. Kasi mahaba, nakamalit, di ba? Tapos, ang menacing ng presence. Pero parang biglang lalambot yung ano mo. Parang, na-inlove na ako dun sa character kaagad. Especially nung nandun sila sa picnic table ni Chrissy.
Anong binibentahan niya ng drugs?
Oo. Kasi parang, ay po siya, mayu-humanize. Parang na-realize mo na he's playing this, may mask siya na sinusuot sa cafeteria. Na crazy, strange, weirdo.
Oo.
Kasi mahirap siya.
I don't think mask yun eh. I think he's being expressive. But I think it's also a defense mechanism, I guess. Para hindi siya i-bully, diba?
Oo. Pero ang hirap nung ginawa niya kasi parang late in the game na nga siya. Parang last season, sinama pa
3
siya.
3 years na nga siyang graduating, diba?
Oo.
Sabi ng mga ano niya. So technically...
Oh my God, so para siya talaga siyang mas, si...
Sino? Si Sven.
Si Sven of
Rakista. Kaya mo siya love. Kaya mo siya love. Kasi...
Hindi ko love. I can relate. Si Sven
no,
kasi is 5 years. Sven is 5 years ng... nasa National University.
In wait, the pilot hindi alam ng podcast
okay.
Si Sven.
Ikaw.
Ba't ako? Ikaw. Para hindi mamayabang ako. Ako yung magsasabi. Anyway, si Sven yung character ni Wincy. Ginampanan siya ni Wincy sa ano TV series na Rakista sa TV5. It was created...
It's a movie na... On Netflix also.
Oh yeah. Eh, pero hindi na de-depict doon si Sven eh. Sa rock and roll na movie. Parang mas...
Pinagbaran Munchausen.
Mas siya. Character... Mas makikilala ng mga tao si Sven as a character sa Rakista. I don't know kung mayroon na ba. Si-stream na ba siya? Wala pa, no? Sana.
Yung Rakista is on Netflix. Sorry, yung no. Rock and Roll is on...
It's the movie.
It's the movie.
Yeah, but I wish Rakista the series... I think Rakista the series should be streamable somewhere. Like, I don't know.
In the near future.
Yun. I guess, gusto ni... I think may special place sa heart mo si Eddie Munson. Kasi first scene pa lang na lumabas si Eddie Munson. Alam mo, agad na ako eh. Sven to eh. Sven character siya eh. Diba? So, I guess kaya naaliw ka.
Yeah,
kaya mo
the
love.
Outsider. The
misunderstood. Yeah.
Pero
medyo
hindi,
OA.
More than that.
Ano?
Honestly, weird ba to? Medyo kinilig ako dun sa usapan nila ni Chrissy kahit medyo maiksi lang yung eksena.
Si Chrissy Cunningham.
Oo. Na, actually, nakakakilig yung writing na parang strangely, parang yung OA pa nung acting niya na halatang may crush siya kay Chrissy eh. Pero ang bait niyang tao na parang, di ba hindi siya creepy eh.
Magalang nga siya eh. Parang respectful nga siya kay...
Maginoo siya.
Oo.
Tapos the fact na sumama sa kanya yung cheerleader na super ganda dun sa trailer niya.
Oo.
Di ba dapat medyo matatakot si Chrissy ng konti?
Hindi, pero parang friends nga sila, di ba?
Parang, dati. Na hindi na nakilala na.
Eh, pero, di ba nung nag-meet muna sila sa woods, natakot si Chrissy ng slight. Tapos parang in-assure niya na, parang, dito lang ako para bentahan ka talaga ng marijuana naman eh.
Mm.
Tapos parang nag-warm up sila na, we know each other, whatever. So malamang sasama sa kanya dun sa trailer. Yun.
Hindi, pero ang ganda talaga nung moment na yun na yung prom queen na cheerleader talking to the outsider na dungeon master, di ba? Parang,
oh.
Ang tender, yun. That's what, actually, more than anything in Stranger Things, yung sci-fi elements, yung horror elements, yung adventure, 80s adventure, kids on bikes element. It's the tender moments that I really love. And gusto ko, actually, yung namatay si Chrissy, ayan, spoiler. Ang sakit nung iyak ni...
Natatakot siya eh.
Hindi, pero masakit pa rin for him. Kasi feeling ko nga may sexual tension sila.
Eh, tsaka parang nung nagtatrans na si Chrissy, di ba, parang nagpanic siya na parang, hey, wake up, whatever. I mean, a sadistic person would have found it entertaining in a way. Parang, shit, nangyari sa'yo, whatever. So, alam mo dun na parang, okay.
Pero sige, ikaw, what are your thoughts on the character, this new character nga, Eddie Munson? Ikaw naman.
Okay naman. Lovable naman siya talaga. Like, he's funny. Tapos, kaya lang, nababother ako na sobrang mukha niya matanda. Kasi parang tinignan ko yung actor 29 na siya na parang, grabe naman to. 29 na playing a high schooler. I mean, kung 3 years siyang
college
delayed,
siya dapat.
Technically, 17 siya, no? Ay, hindi.
21-ish,
yes.
Mag-graduate
no,
ka 18.
Kasi mag-graduate ka 16, eh.
Oh, whatever.
Basta, yeah. Around 20s. Pero hindi siya mo 20. baka kasi nagda-drugs, whatever. Lalim ng mata eh. Pero yun, nakakatawa siya. Tapos, I kind of like how yung theme ng character niya is, di ba metal siya, pero he always runs away. Parang, yung first episode, ginagago niya pa yung mga bata na, pwede naman kayo matras na lang sa laban dun sa D&D tournament, di ba? Pero in real life, siya pala yung...
Duwag.
Hindi man duwag, pero siya yung little would run away and hide. Yun. I mean, technically though, it was a good idea for him to run away and hide. Kasi hindi man siya yung gumawa nung
crime. Tsaka hindi siya nananakit eh. Yun yung gusto ko.
Oo.
Hindi siya surprisingly, for a metal dude, hindi siya violent, no?
Yes.
Yun. Kaya, and gusto ko rin yung uncle niya na character. Sinabi nga nung napaghinalaan siya na pumatay kay Chrissy, sinabi nung uncle niya na it just ain't his nature.
Oh, tsaka yung fact na kilala siya ng uncle niya, tapos love siya eh. And hindi yung parang gago talaga yung batang yan.
Parang alam niyang mabait, no?
Oo, diba?
Ayun.
Oh.
Okay, what's your third observation?
My third observation. Okay. For the longest time, this has been my, ano ba, reklamo sa Stranger Things.
Okay, interesting.
And it took them 4 seasons to finally fix it.
Mm.
Which,
ano to?
Well, I mean, thank you for sort of fixing it, but I wish it was better.
Earlier, or ginawa earlier.
Earlier, or like, para this season, better na siya. Yun, so, for me, na-appreciate ko how the Duffers improved writing their female characters. Because season 1, parang, diba, sino lang babae?
Pinatay si Barb.
Pinatay si Barb, tapos si Nancy, sina-slut shame. Tapos, ano, medyo final girl si Nancy ng slight eh, diba? Oh. Parang sobrang pinahirapan, trinomatized. Si Eleven, plot device siya. Or like
si Winona.
Power. Si Winona was sort of like the only stronger. Si Joyce lang yung parang stronger female character. But for me, that wasn't enough. Tapos, you have like how many male, how many boys did you have?
Mm.
Diba? Ang bida mo, apat na magkakaibigan lalaki. So parang, I mean, I get it. Probably it's easier for the Duffer brothers to write about male. Malamang childhood nila yan. Diba? Pero it would be, I mean, a mark of a good writer is to write someone, or write a character that's very far from who you are.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yun. So, ayun. So for me, one, yung next observation ko is a season 4, they kind of wrote better female characters. Like, I like Robin and Nancy's friendship. Nagpakita sila ng female friendship na hindi nagseselosan, hindi nag-aaway. Tapos, alam mo yung initial, di ba 80s to eh. 80s, parang rare yung female friendship na hindi competitive.
Mm.
And parang yung first few minutes that, di ba yung pumunta sila sa library, parang in-address head-on na yung supposedly cliche tension nila, di ba?
Yung parang love triangle.
Oo, na parang, okay, you're not supposed to worry, we're not dating. Yung parang, ganda lang na, buti ano, neurotic si Robin eh. So, direct siya kay Nancy. So,
pero sana inamin niya na she swings the
other. I also appreciate na pansinin mo si Steve never niya nilalaglag si ano. Di niya masabi na oy, lesbian si Robin eh.
Parang love sa love Simon, di ba?
I kind of like it because nirerespeto ni Steve na
yung bond nila as a friend.
And it's for,
as friends.
It's for Robin to see, not
tama, tama.
Diba? Oh. I kind of like that. Tapos kasi compared to season 3 or season 2 when Max was introduced, competitive sila ni Eleven, diba? Parang inano nga siya, slightly binuli nga siya ni Eleven eh. Kasi ang kaselos, diba? Parang, yun, parang sobrang okay.
Hindi ba dahil mas mature na sila, mas matanda na?
Sobrang adolescent boy lang ng writing na parang two girls fighting over a boy, whatever. Tapos season 3 naman, tinry nila magkaroon ng feminism angle na parang, di ba, ano yun, yung break up with your boyfriend.
Yung nag-shopping sila.
Nag-shopping sila. Na ang shallow na parang.
I like that. Sorry, I like that.
I found it really shallow. Na, so Bechdel test, talaga, pinag-uusapan pa din ni Max tsaka ni Eleven ay lalaki. Tapos, while may attempt na ano i-build yung di ba yung shopping sila na parang ito yung identity mo, fashion mo to, Eleven. Parang ano ulit eh, based pa din siya on sort of
or
influences
saka,
her eh.
Based siya on the stereotype na mga babae dinidefine yung sarili nila sa pananamit, di ba, sa makeup.
Cliche pa din siya eh. So I kind of like how dito, alam mo yun, they stick together kasi gusto nilang i-protect yung isa't isa. Yun.
Or ako ba, hindi ba dahil naturally curious silang pareho?
Hindi kasi, diba, nagkaroon ng awkward moment na gusto samahan ni Steve si Nancy to protect, to quote-unquote protect her, to go to the library. Tapos, ang awkward. So, sinabi na lang ni Robin, di ako na lang sasama kay Nancy. Tapos, yun na, as in, alam mo, yung medyo goal-oriented yung task nila, hindi based on a guy. Pinag-usapan nila. Pasado sa Bechdel test, technically. Diba? Nag, investigate sila, silang dalawa.
Yes. And yun. Also pareho silang matalino.
Yes, na magkaiba. Diba si Nancy parang sobrang bookish, ano, plays by the rules. Ito si Robin, diba parang charming. Tapos, imagine
diba medyo weird din siya?
Oh, weird siya. So, may strengths. Tapos ang ganda kasi hindi nila nilalaglagi isa't isa, diba? Hindi nila inaaway isa't isa.
Actually, sobrang, ano ba yun? Parang nakilig ako sa friendship nila nung yung tumakbo sila from the cops.
Oh, diba?
Sa, yung nagtanggal ng sapato si Nancy, tapos, sige, takbohin na lang. Matataba naman tong cops na to. Kaya natin tong takbuhan.
Oo, diba? Tapos si Robin na. Parang, wait, no, I run
I have bad coordination.
Oo. So, parang tinrust niya si Robin na hindi kaya mo yan.
Ang ganda.
Ang ganda nun eh. Tapos next, nagka-depth na si Max. Finally.
What? Dati naman meron na eh.
Sige, paano?
Ako diba parang she's the new kid in town. Galing siya San Diego. Tapos bully yung stepbrother niya. Diba? Nagpakasal yung mom niya.
Pero yun eh, parang it's something you'd know about her if you're her classmate. Like walang internal view.
Kumbaga, okay. This is a girl written by a guy writer.
Parang. At alam mo, ang layo ng parang point of view siya ng someone na may crush siya kanya.
Gets,
walang
gets,
internal world si Max until this season na, alam mo yun, nakita mo malungkot siya.
Tapos mahal niya pala yung mom niya.
Oo, may struggle siya. So parang finally, totoong tao si Max.
Actually, alam mo, yung pinaka magandang character beat ni Max for me, na sobrang subtle. Na it's so subtle na if you blink, you'd miss it.
Mm.
It's not even a dialogue tag. It's not even a scene.
What is it?
It's a gesture.
Ano yun?
Yung nagising siya sa gabi, tapos nakita niya yung nanay niya natutulog. Naka-waitress uniform pa. Tapos kinuha niya yung upos ng Yossi.
Tapos siya.
Hindi, pinatay niya yung upos ng Yossi. Yun lang, as a writer, oh my God. Ang ibig sabihin nun, aware siya na, oh my God, ang mahirap kami, yung mom ko, pagod na pagod. Mm. Hindi ako magiging judgmental na nag-yossi siya. Aalagaan ko yung mom ko.
And tsaka may, ano yun eh, salo dun sa verbal exposition dun sa conversation with her shrink sa school, di ba? Ano? Parang, how's your mom? Is she still drinking?
At tapos dinefend niya, di ba?
Oo, tapos sabi niya, but she's working two jobs. So parang, malamang.
Oo. And gusto ko rin siguro yung fact na she's not ashamed na nakatira sila sa trailer park and hindi siya ashamed sa nanay niya.
Yes. Diba, see, there is no, di mo alam kung paano yung bahay nila nung past seasons eh.
Hindi, meron. Diba tumawag sa kanya tapos nagising siya?
Yun lang. Pero parang, ano eh, napaka-external nung pag-portray kay Max.
Tapos maintindihan mo bakit siya masungit, no?
Oo.
Mahirap pala kasi sila.
Well, humirap.
Humirap kasi sila. Mayaman
dati,
sila, may pera sila
kasi binubully siya ni Billy.
Pero tsaka mas malaki yung bahay nila dati.
Oo, pero again, defined pa din siya ni Billy. Alam mo yun, parang, tapos ang external na gamer siya, like, I wanna know who she is, what kind of friend she is, what thoughts she has. So finally, this season, meron na. And same with 11. Diba for the longest time, it took us 4 seasons to humanize 11.
Na parang wow, ano lang, defined lang siya by egos and her telepathic powers. Diba?
Or she being bald.
Oo, yun lang. That's a costume. That's not a person.
Diba? Na parang ngayon, makikita mo na parang, fuck, ang bait nitong bata. Parang,
mabait ba siya? Ako may violent tendency siya eh.
Pero ilang million na yung trauma sa kanya eh. Diba kahit, pansinin mo lahat, lahat ng nangyayari kay 11, she chooses to help, she chooses to forgive, she, diba yung, sa episode 7 nga, diba, sabi sa kanya ni Juan, parang, why do you cry for them? Ba't di ka galit? Actually, si 11, hindi siya nagagalit. Defensive lang siya. Like, lahat ng outbursts niya ay to protect her friends, to protect her loved ones. Never siya parang aggressive, diba?
Pero question ko, as a woman, yung that Angela scene na pinukpok niya yung ilong gamit yung roller skates.
Oo.
sa psyche ng babae mo, is that possible? Ganun yung violence na ganun. Ako kasi, may, all boys school ako, hindi ako familiar, pero may naririnig akong sa mga assumption, sa poveda.
I wouldn't...
May nangyari bang ganun sa school yun?
Parang rare. I think kasi ano siya, tinry ko lang din i-psychoanalyze. Si Eleven, frustrated siya kasi meron siya talagang powers eh. Diba? I mean, she wished baka hinila-hila niya na ng telekinesis niya si Angela, diba? So, I think doble yung irita niya na tayo na wala akong powers, nabubully ako. Minamaka ko for my outburst nung... Diba, nag-tinry niya sumigaw ulit with the powers niya tapos it didn't work. So, parang ilang layers of frustration siya. So, talagang wala. Tapos, sinira mo pa yung first date namin ni Mike nung umuwi siya. Tama. Ay, nung it's, ano, one bad day. So,
the worst day ever.
For me, parang, that's just a broken nose, Angela, deal with it. You were so mean.
Natatawa nga ako dun sa sinabi nung, ano, diba, nung character ni Paul Reiser.
Ano?
Don't worry about that. It'll just go away.
Yeah.
We'll ibig sabihin, babayaran nilang gobyerno. No?
And tsaka ba, she kind of deserved it though. She was so mean. Parang wala nang ginagawa sa kanya eh.
Agree.
Even dun sa report, di ba parang, why are you so mean? But then again, high school kids are mean.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Our number four. Observation. Uh-huh. In the form of a question again. How does the show make you care so much for the characters, yet make the science fiction plot engaging at the same time?
Oh, ikaw, go. Answer it.
Ako yun.
Ano?
Sobrang... yung mga maliliit na character moments nga.
Mm.
Yun yung tapos balance siya dun sa sabihin na natin comic book plots or Saturday morning cartoon adventure plot na parang ang ganda nung balance eh. Like for example, yung tender moments nga. Mm. I refer to these as tender moments. Yung nagkukwentuhan si Hopper tsaka yung security guard na Tridor.
Si Enzo.
Yung sinasabi nila na yung anak ko, mga anak nila, hindi na raw sila masyadong pinapansin at this age.
Hindi na believe sa kanila.
Hindi na believe sa kanila at this age. Tapos sinabi nila, yeah, sabi ni Hopper, just like me when I was that age with my dad. So parang naintindihan. Yung ang ganda na alam nilang pwede silang mamatay anytime soon because of the Demogorgon, di ba?
Yeah.
Tapos, ang pinag-usapan nila is so mundane and so tender na topic. Tapos hindi naman sila close, di ba? Talaga.
Technically close sila though.
The friend that you met in prison or in war. No?
Kasi parang tinrust nga ni Hopper na i-bribe yung si Yuri, di ba?
So, pero yun, yung tender moments, ang ganda, sobrang ganda na paano niya nanin. And isa pa, yung nandun na sila sa quote-unquote the new upside down.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Upside down.
Pa rin? So anyway, yung tender moment between
Eddie,
my favorite. And
Steve. My favorite.
And Steve.
Eh, technically, sidebar. I think ikaw yung character archetype mo. you're a combination of Eddie and Robin.
Yes, agree. Especially Robin.
Tapos ako, parang...
Ikaw si Steve.
Tsaka si Max. Yun yung combination.
And a little bit of honestly. Si Nancy.
Nancy.
Yung pagka, ano mo?
Yung nerd. Ay, hindi.
OC.
Yung perfectionist.
Oo.
Well, I guess. Yeah.
And yung pagka leader.
Yeah. Kaya yung tender moment between Steve and Eddie, natatawa ako kasi parang... Parang tayong dalawa nag-
Hindi, pero it's about Dustin eh. It's
kaya,
about Dustin.
Cute eh. Oh.
Yung ang cute. Yeah, I would say it's cute. Kasi parang, these are two guys na out-machoing each other since the beginning, di ba? Tapos bigla sinabi nila, dude, parang idol ka masyado ni ano, Dustin.
Hindi, kumbaga parang yung bagong kuya ni Dustin sa school ay si Eddie eh. Kasi wala, graduate na si
may
Steve,
trabaho na sila. Oh.
So parang, ano yun yung kwento ni Eddie na, alam mo, sobrang idol ka niyang si Dustin.
Hindi na tumitigil. It, to the point na it's annoying.
Uh-oh.
Na pinupuri ka na lang everyday. Tapos yung makikita mo, hindi nag-react si Steve. Ngumiti si Steve. Ibig sabihin nun, trip niya rin yun.
Oh. Kaya nga.
Tsaka sinabi rin na parang, kuha mo na lahat, pogi ka, mayaman ka, athlete ka. Tapos mabait ka pa palang tao.
Oh, that's impossible.
Oh, it's annoying, no, sabi niya.
Yung parang sabi niya, ano yun? It's physically impossible.
Oo. Ayun.
Yeah. Ang ganda, di ba?
Ganda.
One of my favorite moments too. And in a way, ang ganda niyang message sa mga lalaki at sa batang lalaki na, alam mo yun, yung ngayon, kung mapapanood nila yan, na parang, you know what? You can be like Steve na mayaman, na pogi, gusto ng mga chicks. Pero mabait ka, mabuti kang tao, di ba?
Mm.
Pwede yun eh. Hindi naman parang opposite that annoying fucking not Army Hammer jock. Na
ano
sobrang,
pangalan nun?
I don't know. Jason?
Basta that jock.
Basta yung team
yung
captain.
Yung letterman jacket
yung pala. Yung team captain nila sa basketball.
Si not Army Hammer.
Pero he's so effective because he's so...
Gusto ko siyang sampalin
so
talaga.
So annoying. As in, grandstander eh. Parang, pero gets mo, okay, alam ko itong archetype na to. So lahat na...
Pero nung 80s, ang daming ganong atinista. At
eh, miski ngayon. Miski ngayon, nag-iiba lang sila ng form. As in, parang lahat naman ngayon ng kinds of, ano ba, archetypes ng mga tao. May grandstanding person eh. As in, hindi, dati kasi jocks lang, di ba? Eh ngayon, parang may sarili-sarili tayong factions of popularity. Like, even the, ano, yung mga...
Nerd bros.
Yung mga edgelord, di ba? Yung mga nerd bros nga, yung mga...
Political analyst bros.
Yung mga woke poets dyan, di ba? Na parang sobrang...
Yung mga filmmaker douche dyan.
Ano to? Nagbibigil lang kami ng mga random ano ah. Wala kami tinutukoy.
Douchey filmmakers.
Disclaimer, laming tinutukoy na specific persons. But you know, ang point lang namin, sa lahat ng sub, ano ba ngayon?
Sub-genres.
Whatever. Or subcultures ngayon. Meron at merong nag-grandstand. Di ba?
Hmm.
Merong sabihin na natin woke. 'Di ba may woke naman na inspiring, may woke na annoying.
Mm, 'di ba? Marami,
so,
marami.
'Yun. Anyway, I don't know where I am, maybe annoying. 'Yun. Ayan. Anyway, tender
moments.
So yun,
how they balance it na pagkatapos ng tender moment, okay.
Science
fiction and kabahan na naman, tension na naman.
Horror naman.
Oh, tapos or imi-mix sila with comedy na naman.
Oo.
So, ang ganda nung mix. So, gets ko bakit siya hit.
Ay, tsaka ang ganda din nung ano, it's the same conversation. Yung about, in a way, ang galing nung character ni Eddie kasi hindi siya toxic masculine eh. Diba yung parang sinabi niya na, hindi ako tatalo naman talaga kung hindi lang tumalon yung dalawa eh. Nahiya lang nga ako eh. Kasi yung dalawang
babae
tumalon.
Mas matapang pa sa akin.
Tapos sinegue niya na, pero si Nancy didn't waste a second. So maybe love ka pa niya. Biglang may ganong kabig eh. But anyway, kawawa naman si Jonathan. Ayun, okay.
Okay. Next. What's the fifth observation?
My fifth observation. This is my last. Ito parang more of, na I don't want to keep this list just sa akin. Mag-chime in ka. Mm. So for me, ang sobrang rich naman ng Stranger Things with references and pop culture ano, Easter eggs.
Mm-mm.
Which I think it's one reason why we like watching it.
Kasi diba ito yung mga rare shows na after mong panoorin, parang mararabbit hole ka sa internet,
Google,
Wikipedia, YouTube.
Yeah.
Parang 101 Easter eggs that you missed in Stranger Things.
So ano yung favorite mong Easter eggs? Or ako ba muna?
Ikaw muna.
Sa akin to.
Sa'yo yan.
Ayun, anyway, I kind of like how they combine real life references and pop culture references then and even movies, other series. I mean, some people may say derivative nga yung charm ng Stranger Things, diba? Mm. But it's not exactly original.
Like, actually,
you like it because you like Spielberg, you like Stephen King, mga ganong shit. Ayun. Ay, sorry.
Actually, yung sinasabi mo, yung isang genre ng Stranger Things, ito medyo nerdy to and deep into fiction writing stuff.
Pag yan, alam nila.
Oh.
Oh.
Hindi, may tinatawag na alternate history.
Yeah.
Na parang masyado siyang aligned sa historical events, yung Stranger Things. Kasi di ba parang may Newsweek silang hawak, tapos period accurate. Kumbaga time
and then
accurate.
Si Dictator Senior.
Yes, And yung, I'm sure yung music supervisor nito, yung mga linalagay na songs,
medyo swap.
Lumabas dun talaga sa era na yun.
Yeah. Kaya nga ang ganda kasi parang nagbe-blend yung...
Yung fiction tsaka yung history.
Oo.
Actually, which is events. Really one of my favorite. Actually, yung Marvel, if you think about it. Yung Marvel, di ba? Marvel was the master of that. Di ba yung pumunta tayo sa tour sa superhero walking tour in New York?
Yeah.
Ang sabi nung guide natin, the charm of Marvel comics is superhero stories are happening side by side the headlines on the newspaper.
So ako muna ba? Ano yung, so Wincy and I would like to share yung, ano ba, a few of our favorite
Easter
real
eggs.
Life references and pop culture Easter eggs. Ito in no particular order. So ako, syempre, this season, madami na namang other series na nirecreate to. But for me, it sort of captures that element. I mean, I guess kasi yung treatment ng kulay, 80s na 80s. Basta yung production niya, very 80s. So it kind of echoed, although early 90s movie to, but it kind of echoed one of my favorite movies, yung The Silence of the Lambs.
Yes, yes, yes. Diba? That shot.
Sobrang, for me, it's sort of cliche in a way. Kasi nirecreate na yan ng Riverdale, nirecreate na yan.
Pero
ng,
hindi ba parang classical music na siya na pwede mong i-quote?
Or yung treatment.
Kumbaga archetypal na siya. Sa sobrang classic na nung scene. Parang skeleton na siya ng mga filmmakers na parang kunwari ito, Last Supper ni Da Vinci.
Yeah.
How many paintings ang ginawa na ang peg ay yung Last Supper. Parang gano'n na yun eh.
Pero ang ganda lang for me nung vinisit ni Nancy tsaka ni Robin
si Victor Creel. As played by Robert Englund who played Freddy Krueger.
So, ang dami eh, di ba? Parang
Russian doll siya
of references. Na parang una yung styling ni Maya Hawke doon or ni Robin would remind you of Molly Ringwald in Pretty in Pink, di ba?
Hmm.
Yung, as in, kamukha niya doon eh. Parang ganun yung styling.
Yung parang, ano man frilly neck.
Ano, blouse. Tapos parang, ang weird nung mix na you have this Molly Ringwald looking girls going down the basement of a mental institution. So parang okay, nag-iba na ng ano, naging parang Silence of the Lambs na talaga. And even the hallway scene, tapos miski yung guard na kinakalampag ng batuta niya yung mga railing, di ba?
Tapos yung garden scene naman, tsaka yung parang rec room nung mga may mental health issue.
Oh.
Ano, Stanley Kubrick naman.
Diba?
Very Stanley Kubrick.
So parang, they're so rich. Ayun.
It's like you're watching 5 movies all at once. In one sequence,
no? Tapos pag alam mo kung ano yung reference, mas parang extra ka na re-reward kasi.
Oh, exactly. Gets ko yun. Pero sabi nga, di ba, sabi nung friend ko about Quentin Tarantino. Nga,
oh.
Ang maganda kung manood ka raw ng Quentin Tarantino movie, isa lang ah.
Mm.
Para nakapanood ka na raw ng 100 classic movies.
No, kasi dami niya references oh.
Oh,
ikaw, meron ka bang favorite or do I go on?
You go.
Okay, just kasi ano to eh, nesting.
Nesting
ball. Within one topic to eh. My next one is probably the references sa X-Men. Sobrang dami, di ba?
Oh, yes, daming, definitely.
But this
even
season,
the Hellfire Club. The first episode is called the Hellfire Club.
Yes. So yun, yung Hellfire Club, you can talk about it more later. Baka mas ikaw yung qualified pag-usapan yan. But for me, I don't know if it was episode 1 or 2. Pero naaalala mo yung parang nag-access, naghahanap ng victims si Vecna.
Yes.
And it kind of looked like Cerebro.
Yes.
So ako parang, what? It looked like Cerebro.
Actually, very Bryan Singer.
Yeah. Okay, like the work?
Yeah.
Criticize the artist.
Separate the artist from the art. Yeah.
Anyway, ayun, yun yung parang treatment sa Cerebro. Also, Dustin called his directory Cerebro. Ano yung references? And then, oh, ito na, spoiler. Yung reveal kay Vecna / One, di ba yung relationship niya kay Eleven, para siyang si, akala mo nung una siya si, para siya si Charles Xavier, di ba?
Yes.
Training Jean Grey na parang open your mind, access the, yung power niya actually
sa, mismo is, yung Jean Grey and Charles Xavier.
Charles, di ba? Eh, pero ito reversed eh. So parang, ang ganda din noon, tapos...
And hindi ba medyo may James McAvoy vibes yung actor?
Ish, I guess. Diba? Pero pa, I mean, yung motivation niya bigla naging parang Magneto eh, di ba? But yung powers niya, very Professor X eh.
Silang dalawa?
Silang dalawa.
May Professor X, Jean, mismo yung Professor X,
Jean Grey. And Jean Grey. It's so amazing. Yun. Sobrang, oh, anyway, can you talk more about the Hellfire Club? I think it's one issue of the X-Men.
It's a villain team.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was an issue.
With a White Queen and Sebastian show.
Oh.
Kevin Bacon was Hellfire Club.
Yung Hellfire Club. Yung kalaban sa First Class.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the Hellfire Club.
Bakit din nila nilabel? Kasi medyo weird.
Baka copyright.
Okay. Si ano, Sebastian Shaw.
Yes, and Emma Frost.
Basically, yung nauna kesa sa kina Magneto, kina...
Para silang, ano, isipin mo parang aristocratic mutants.
Yeah.
Na may...
Elite.
Illuminati vibes.
Uh-oh.
Pero may power sila.
Hindi, technically, di ba yung Hellfire Club as a term, is like you're the elite group of
pero yun, mutants. Kumbaga, parang... Ano, parang isipin mo, West Coast aristocrats.
Yeah.
Yung X-Men kasi, di ba, mahihirap. Yung appeal ng X-Men ay mahihirap sila.
Disenfranchised sila.
Nakatira sila sa tunnel or sa sewers or run away sila sa homeless shelter. Tapos inampon sila ng mayaman na...
Aristocrat technically si Charles Xavier.
Exactly. West Coast. Yeah. East Coast.
Tama, East Coast.
Aristocrats. Uh-huh. Yung... Hellfire Club, parang mga Charles Xavier na mutants din.
Pero West.
Hindi. Ano? East din. Huh? New York din sila.
Oh. Okay. Sabi mo kanina,
so, salbahe lang silang
Mayabang at elitista.
Oo. Diba? Na Illuminati. Kumbaga, if Charles Xavier were part of the controlling behind the scenes elite.
Yeah. So, parang cronies, charot.
Yes.
Anyway. Ngayon, pero yung Hellfire Club dito, technically, di ba D&D elite sila? Parang ganun.
Oh.
Ayun.
Hindi, pero pinakita naman, in-establish kasi di ba nagzi-Xerox nga yung mga jocks ng yearbook.
Oh.
Ano sila?
Freaks.
Legit sila na...
Club.
Extracurricular club.
Oh.
Na ang nagtaguyod si ano, Eddie.
Si Eddie.
Parang di ba may guitar club? Ikaw, you were art well, club, di ba?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Ayun. Okay, next. Gusto ko na ano, real life / pop culture ay yung... Hindi, ito munang ano, fictional and then I have another one which I think you can expound more. Another reference is the iconic Amityville Horror. It's a novel / true crime. So, medyo para siyang kisap mata-ish.
Nice.
Noong 1950s. So, Long Island, it's Amityville Village. Subdivision. Masa, as in, ano siya? Wait, ayan. I'll just read it. It's south shore of Long Island. So, parang medyo upstate New York-ish. Mm. Yun. So, kasi yun parang set in the 50s. Tama ba? And then 1970s pala. But anyway, yung whole, yung bahay ay 50s. And yung flashback kay Victor Creel is, in a way, parang trope na siya eh. Yung pamilya na parang lumipat sa bagong bahay, tapos nagkaroon na ng horror. Tapos patay sila lahat, tapos may lone survivor. Mm. It's a trope already.
Tapos yung lone survivor, yung si ano pala, no? One.
Hindi, technically, dalawa silang survivor dito. Si diba? Victor. Pero, kasi, like, yung true crime na based siya ay kay Ronald DeFeo Jr. So, parang binaril niya lahat ng pamilya niya.
Oh.
In a way, parang ganun din yung nangyari kay Victor Creel, diba? Parang, technically, parang pinatay niya lahat ng family members niya. But,
by the way, sinamention may Mike De Leon's Kisapot.
Ayun din.
The House on Zapote Street.
Yes.
Gusto mong punta tayo one time?
Parang hindi siya horror.
Sa may bangka lang.
Hindi, ayoko. Parang, ano siya, it's a very sad
true crime
story that I don't want to...
Pero parang astig siguro, punta tayo sa Zapote Street.
Parang weird na, 1970s din pala yung Amityville. Eh, ito parang 70s din yung Zapote, yung House on Zapote Street.
Oh.
Tapos medyo pareho yung... Oh. Anyway, I mean, rest in peace pa rin din sa mga victims nun. We don't want this to sound trivial. But yun, naging trope siya. Na, ayun, ginamit din dito. Pero tin-twist in a way. Kasi wala namang guns and like whatever.
No.
Na ginamit
ito
din sa kanya.
Telepathic attack. Oh,
may parang / exorcist. Eh, diba? Oh. Yun. Pero, sorry. Side comment. Kasi, supposedly, pag narinig mo yung Amityville Horror, di ba parang, fuck, horror. So, ginugal namin siya to verify some details. Nagulat lang ako kasi may Amityville subdivision talaga sa Pilipinas.
Saan?
Sa Rizal. Rodriguez Rizal.
Same spelling?
Oo, Amityville. Tapos may Amityville Elementary School.
Grabe, no? Hindi
parang,
parang ayaw akong i-enroll yung anak ko ron.
Or titira ba tayo doon?
Oo.
Bili ka
ng bahay doon.
But anyway, at least baka yun yung charm. I don't know. Sa mga horror fans.
Live in a murder house, no?
Hindi, technically it's not.
So bagay. Live in a murder subdivision.
Reference lang siya. Ka-name lang naman. Pero parang, funny.
Parang papangalan mo yung condominium mo, the Bates condominium, no?
Oo, medyo weird, eh, no? Anyway, ayun, okay, last ano naman, last real life pop culture that I kind of am intrigued. Kasi si Wincy kept on saying it, yung Satanic Panic.
Yes.
Can you tell me more about that? Because being born in the late 80s, hindi ko yun alam.
Actually, yun rin, napansin mo rin na nag-post ako sa Facebook.
Oo, parang ano yun?
Kasi masyado pa akong bata noon.
O kaya nga, oo.
Oh. Okay, Satanic Panic, nung 80s.
Is it a band?
No. It's
it?
Moral panic. When you say moral panic, yung parang, for example, yung Tamagotchi, masisira yung utak ng mga anak mo.
Ah, parang yung backmasking ng alapa.
Yun, exactly, yun. Backmasking.
Okay.
Moral panic.
Okay.
Basically, pero ito, tinawag ng Time Magazine na Satanic Panic. Kasi,
because?
Yung parents, takot na takot sa spread ng Satanism nung 80s. Through various pop culture artifacts or
like what?
Music.
Like what?
Di na nga nagtanong, ano, wait, dun sa Pilipinas o in the general
world? Sige, general muna, tas Pilipinas.
Okay, sa America, in Dungeons and Dragons.
Ayun, yun ang nangyayari nga. Uh-oh. In a way, itong si Not Army Hammer Jack, di ba siya yung nag-cause ng
yes.
Satanic Panic?
And kadalasan, ang gumawa, ng, ang nagpasimuno ng
ganyan.
Kaanib ng mga ganyan, uh-oh, yung religious groups and yung parent groups sa schools.
Okay, okay.
Tapos,
because probably they don't understand or hindi nuanced yung
hindi, pero kanya. Kasi di ba parang go back in time pa.
Oh.
Or rewind. Mm. Nung 1930s, 1940s, until the 50s, mga comic books naman yung sinusunog, di ba?
Yeah.
Sinasabi na Work of the Devil.
Yeah, any new ideas naman.
Di ba? Tapos, nung Call of Duty.
Ito, iba ngayon yung effect talaga.
Oh, sige, sa bagay. Totoo
iba
naman
talaga.
Yan. Oh. Sige, yung panahon ko.
I mean, huwag natin i-generalize yung games.
Okay, yung panahon ko, Mortal Kombat.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oo.
Ano?
Violent. It's too violent daw. Tapos.
What?
Pero yun na nga. Kasi ako ito.
Okay.
I was born 1982. Okay. Nag-aral ako sa Ateneo 1988.
Okay.
Prep ako 1988.
Wala ka pang
so 88 and 89.
Wala kang pakinoon.
Hindi. Oh. Medyo exposed. Kung nasa school ka na kasi parang wala ka na sa bahay. You're in the real world na, di ba? Kahit pa paano.
Oh.
So exposed ka na. Naririnig ko na yon yung satanista. Parang may nakuha ako mga chain letters sa mail nun dati.
Okay.
Or mga memo sa parish priest namin na warning my
what?
Parents na.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
So nagtanong ako sa Facebook nga, mga Facebook friends ko na slightly mas matanda sa akin na may ano ba yung umabot ba yung satanic panic dito sa Pilipinas?
Oh,
sabi
ano
nila, yung friend ko si Adam David, konti lang yung D&D players nandito. Mga mayayaman lang.
Oh.
Sa Ateneo, Lasal.
Siyempre kept, parang wala so, masyadong panic.
Oh, meron naman ng konti.
Oh.
More of raw sa Magic the Gathering.
Oh,
sabi naman ni Direk Dan Villegas.
Cards.
Cards, oh. Okay. Kasi, titingnan mo nga naman, di ba? May mga skeleton, may mga dragon.
Okay.
Ang cute na mga parents, no?
So pure.
Ha?
So pure. Hindi, tapos kasi i-match mo yun sa illustrations kasi sa Revelation.
Oh, halos pareho.
Or sa Bible.
Hindi, tsaka yung Magic the Gathering kasi, di ba, yung painting sa Magic the Gathering, medyo parang classical eh.
Yeah.
Mukhang biblical, di ba? Biblical painting.
But that's the genre.
Oh, diba? Fantasy eh.
Oh,
diba?
Fantasy siya eh. Wow, ages. Fantasy pala yung Bible. Manggalit sa atin. You get us.
Ayun. So aside from that, so may mga nagsabi rin, yung isa pa yung magic paper na sinasabi.
What the fuck?
Yung temporary tattoos. Didilaan mo, didikit mo.
Yeah.
Ayun.
Oh, naabutan ko
in-explain yun. Inexplain sa akin ng friend ko na si Mark Villena.
Ano?
He's a musician na very... marami siyang alam sa eksena nun, punk scenes.
Okay.
And
miski yung ano, temporary tattoos. Yun,
na-explain niya naman bakit.
Okay.
Yung acid na drug.
Ah, kasi mukhang acid nga naman yun.
Hindi, sa Olonga po, mga musicians daw, tinidilaan nila yung acid paper. Tapos, napag-alaman na kumalat raw yung some of the acid paper sa Manila, eh yung temporary tattoo, medyo mukhang... acid
siguro
paper.
Naman by that time, dapat nakikita mo na kung nag-acid trip yung anak mo, di ba?
Hindi, kasi same, didilaan mo rin eh, di ba?
Kaya nga,
tapos,
may effect. It's
alam
funny.
Alam mo naman, di ba, mahilig na, ang new, ang TV Patrol, Magandang Gabi Bayan, mahilig ng scapegoat.
Sensational.
Eh,
diba? Oh.
Actually, yung earliest memory na nga siguro natin for us was the Alapaap
backmasking
scandal. So, inassign lahat ng mga ganong shit. Pop culture shit.
Mm.
Si Michael Jackson daw meron ng pinagbawal.
What the fuck? Alam mo.
Inaassign siya sa Satanist craze noong 80s.
Misa pero si kasi, Madonna, di ba? I assume.
Si Michael Jackson daw, ano?
Ang mga,
may sungay.
Yan yung mga backmasking shit, eh, no?
Oh.
Pero, I guess lang naabutan ko dyan ay, Eraserheads, Alapaap. And alam mo, na-realize ko tuloy, ang swerte ko pala sa parents ko.
Oh, bakit?
Kasi while my dad is religious, he's the only one who's religious. Tapos yung tito ko, mahilig sa occult. As in like, he had Anne Rice novels.
Wait, but your dad also loves the occult?
Not really. Yung lolo ko, yung parang mga agimat-agimat, ganyan Latin. As in, mention pa niyo na may Latin-Latin.
Pero yung mami mo mahilig naman ng horror.
Yung mami ko mahilig sa slasher movies.
Slasher movies.
So parang I
swerte
think...
mo nga, swerte.
I think... wala satanic panic sa bahay. Like, nag-thrive nga yung love ko, I guess, for occult, for horror, for witch. Hindi ako nag-witchcraft, okay? Like, but yung witches, yung idea of witches. But I remember, nagpabili ako, meron tayong mga ganun. Anong publication yun? Yung mga parang horror stories.
True Philippine. Psycom?
Oo, Psycom. Na as in, meron akong, ano nun eh, as in, gabi supportive pala ng parents ko, ngayon ko na-realize. Pabili ako ng parang book ng, ano, Gayuma, yung ganun.
Mm.
Tapos parang sinasamahan pa ako ng mami ko, oh, sige, try natin, gawin natin. Ganun, parang wala nangyayari. I guess, ano, science in a way, na, oh, sige, di gawin natin. Tingnan ano,
pero
mo,
tama nung
siya.
90s na uso yung mga witch recipe books.
Oo,
mga...
I remember meron ako noon, tapos ginagawa ako siya, tapos parang walang pake yung
ano, pero kasi nung 90s, there was a witch craze, witchcraft
yes,
craze.
Yes, Charmed, Buffy. Diba? Buffy. So, I
the
got
Crucible.
It. So, yeah. I was on board.
My sa National was, Bookstore nun, ang daming books on witchcraft.
At tapos may Hocus Pocus pa, di ba? So, favorite ko talaga siya, may book pa akong Hocus Pocus.
Actually, the 90s, the pop culture decade
occult.
Of witchcraft.
Occult, goth, di ba?
Oo. Pero yung the witch craze.
Yes.
90s talaga yung decade niya.
I remember, my parents were very supportive. Hindi naman parang, sige anak, maging witch ka. Hindi naman ganun. But, alam mo yun, parang, I always thought it was pop culture.
Pero parang ingredient, ano kasi siya eh. Parang nagluluto ka rin eh.
Oo.
Yung kukuha ka ng
parang kukuha
gumamela.
Pa kami gumamela. Ganun. Oo, as in, my mom would, oh, tara, kuha tayong gumamela. Ganun, didik-dikin na ng bato, ganyan.
Ang saya nun!
Parang, for me, it was fun. So, probably swerte pala ako, no? I guess yung closest satanic panic ko ay when I had my first computer.
Ano yung satanic?
Yung techno-stress na kunwari, hindi nagkoconnect yung internet, mafrustrate ka, magdadabog ka, or may nasira kang disket, or may nakorrupt na file. Yung i-effect nun sa akin na sobrang demanding ko na, ah, kailangan natin ayusin yung internet. Yung dad ko would tell me na, you know, your computer is the tool of the devil, ganyan-ganyan. It's making you upset, ganyan. Pinapasama yung ugali mo, daddy ko. So yung scene na ninakaw yung, na kinonfiscate nung daddy ni Susie yung computer niya.
Relate na relate.
So, oh my God, I get it. Yun. I guess yun ang closest sa satanic panic.
Ito maganda. Regarding satanic panic in the 80s. This was shared by my friend Gabe Mercado of the Police. And yung
yeah,
actor.
I know of him.
Okay
I've
ka pa
chan. I've seen him in the 90s.
Okay ka pa chan. There is a rather sad story about a school in Baguio. Unfounded rumors spread that there was a satanic cult there. Based sa Baguio City.
Okay.
Overzealous Christians gathered and protested outside of the school. This upset one faculty member so much that she suffered a heart attack while confronting the protesters and passed away. Yun.
Ang sad, di ba? Parang hindi nila alam yung consequence ng panic nila eh. Ugh, oh well.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My last one is... to, medyo babalik tayo sa politics.
Ano?
Okay lang ba?
Sige lang, go.
Minention mo na kanina eh.
Last na naman.
May isang to. Newsweek magazine na hawak yung isang character
about
doon.
About Satanic Panic also.
Yes, pero yung cover I see, Dictator Senior.
Oh.
So, my last observation.
Baka barilin ako pag sinabi ko yung joke, but hindi na. Hindi ko na lang
sabihin. How can you relate the themes of the 1986 EDSA Revolution since Stranger Things 4 happens during that time? So ito, kinalculate ko siya actually.
Mm.
Kailan ng EDSA? February 1986. 25, diba? Yeah. 25th of February 1986.
Mm.
Ang spring break synergy ko happens pala March 1.
Oh, kakatapos lang.
Spring eh. Kakatapos lang ng school. Ah, hindi, spring break.
Tama.
Spring happens February,
kaya
na
yung
March.
Cover nung binabasa ni Eddie, parang last hurrah or something of the Marcoses.
Oo.
Parang ganun.
So, parang calculate mo.
Mm.
So, yun. EDSA happened in four days.
Three.
22, 23, 24, 25.
Okay. Oh.
4 days. So, and after that, medyo magulo pa. Doon na tumakbo sila Marcos sa Hawaii.
Yep.
Diba?
Yep. So, yung aftermath ng People Power 1 coincides with...
Hindi, yung episode 1, People Power na yun. Kasi,
yeah.
Papaalis pa lang si Mike sa California, nasa Indiana pa sila.
Mm-mm.
So, siguro mga 1 week to pack.
Mm-mm.
Or 1 week to prepare.
Yeah.
Tapos nagsusulat pa si 11.
Mm-mm.
So kakatapos sila nga ng People Power sa episode 1.
Yep.
Yung start ng spring break, doon na yung parang in-establish na yung Cory administration na kahit pa paano. So, yun. Ako ang gusto kong talking point lang dito. Yun, medyo goosebumps ako rin na. Ang subtle lang kasi, ako nga, hindi ko na nalaman na may nag-post lang sa Facebook ko na parang, did you see the...
ako na.
Ako hindi ko nakita, siya. Hindi ko napuna.
Nakita ko siya. Tapos parang natawa ko dun sa subtitle kasi...
The last hurrah.
Sinuper-impose yung parang Satan na subtitle. I'm not saying it. It's the series.
Oo. So ako, how can you relate the themes of Stranger Things for season 4 to the 1986 EDSA Revolution.
Come on. Okay, disclaimer, we're not inciting any revolution here.
Exactly.
Analyze lang kami.
Hindi, ako literary nga to.
Hindi, just so we're clear, inanalyze lang namin yung Stranger Things, nire-relate namin sa People Power 1. We're not saying mag-revolution tayong lahat ngayon. Just a disclaimer.
Yes.
In case we get quoted.
Hindi, tsaka,
but I guess we're not too popular to be quoted. But you know, just so we're safe.
Hindi, tsaka yung ano lang. Ako yung hindi. Yung historical fact meets
fiction.
Yeah. Bakit sa lahat ng... Ito yung production designer. Bakit sa lahat ng... Come on.
Oo nga. Okay.
Akala mo kimukha lang siya ng random ano.
Hindi, diba? Swak lang siya. Swak.
Exactly.
Yung talaga yung Newsweek cover, I assume.
Hindi, ako nga baka cosmic eh. Tiyan mo, lumabas siya, nangyari yung season 4 noong 1986. May sinabi pa nga yung isang character, di ba? Yeah, 86 belongs to me, di ba? Si Dustin ba yun? Ano, yeah, si Eddie.
Graduate na daw siya.
Yung 86, sobrang historical sa atin nun eh.
Yes.
Di ba? Tapos, lumabas pa yung Stranger Things on the day na...
No, a week. Or same week as...
Same week as na-inaugurate officially si VP Sarah and President Bongbong.
Wow, you can see it in a complete sentence. Yeah.
With a medyo
si
twisted lips.
Si Dictator Jr. ay in-inaugurate. Okay.
Yun. So...
Hindi ko pa masabi. But...
Ako, medyo cosmic nga.
Kasi si Vic na bumalik. Joke lang.
Si Vic na bumalik.
Pumunta lang
pero
pa
yun, ako lang gusto kong pwedeng pilit or post-rationalization ba to. Pero paano natin i-coconnect yung themes nung... Kasi sabi mo nga, di ba, yung maganda sa Stranger Things, historical fact meets science fiction. Yeah. Or comic book fiction, di ba? And
yun yung thrill. Basically fiction. Na ang setting niya, umihiram siya ng ano eh, ng setting from real world events.
Yeah, kasi yung isang storyline nga rito was the gulags in Russia.
Yeah, ba? Yeah. Oh.
The commie, the Red Scare.
Yes.
In America. And the Satanic Panic pa, di ba? Yes. So, paano natin, ang gusto ko na nasama na naman yung Pilipinas dito sa ano, strange. Kumbaga, uy, kasama tayo sa Stranger Things universe.
Oh, go. Umpisahan mo.
Umpisahan ko.
Oh.
Disinformation.
Oh.
Diba?
Yeah.
Yung kalaban rin sa Stranger Things palaging disinformation.
Yes.
Tapos, isa pa, sorry ah. Mm. Relate ko. Liblib sila na lugar. Malaki sila sa city.
Yes.
Tapos, palaging hindi na trustworthy yung information. Ang dami nilang detectives.
Oh.
Amateur detectives. Tapos, yung amateur detectives pa, yung nakaka-detect ng truth. Hindi yung mga trusted sources. Na, di ba si Nancy, tsaka si...
O hindi, technically, journalistic yung approach ni Nancy.
Hindi, pero hindi siya, bata siya.
But she stands for, like,
responsible journalist.
Oh, responsible.
Hindi, pero yun, nakita mo nga na pumunta siya sa library, nag-interview siya ng source.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Yun, that's how I can relate it. Ikaw?
O sige, related dyan. Well, sinabi mo na yung disinformation. Ako naman, i-relate ko yung, I think, during, based on what I read about the martial law and the regime of Marcos Sr. and even observing the campaign this year of Marcos Jr., yung medyo malapit sa Stranger Things Season 4 is yung extensive, almost entertaining myth-making and how myth-making na nga, tapos pumipitas sila ng mga, nag-cherry-pick sila ng little facts. Tapos gagawin siyang propaganda. Kasi it's so difficult right now to actually, yun nga, I mean, di ba, kung may distrust ka na sa sources, it's so easy to fall prey sa myth, sa propaganda, at saka, yun nga, disinformation. Ang dami na nang naghahalo-halo, di ba? And propaganda naman, tagal na niyan eh. As in, matagal na siyang tool ng politics or ng politicians or people who want power. So yun. So I think yung myth-making na lang ni Jason, di ba? Ni Not Army Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
For me, napaka-telling nung ugali ng ginawa niya na, di ba, nung hinahabol nila si Eddie sa river, nakita na niya in his own eyes na yung teammate niya sa basketball ay umangat sa tubig na bali yung mga buto niya, yung limbs niya, nang walang ginagawa si Eddie. Diba? Alam niya eh. Tapos tinulungan pa nga siya ni Eddie i-lift yung body eh. Tapos tumakas na lang si Eddie eh. Parang, for me, dapat alam na ni Jason, may version na siya of the truth. Yet, when he
tama,
told the police yung nangyari, pinupush niya pa rin na vessel si Eddie, satanista si Eddie. Yung parang, okay, may sarili-sarili. Tapos ano siya yung chief propagandist tong packshit natin, di ba? Lahat ginawa niyang propaganda, di ba? Parang yung episode 1, yung ginawa niyang tool para i-ignite yung school spirit, yung mga namatay nung last season.
Mm.
Sobrang bad taste, di ba? Na parang, wow, nirelate mo yung deaths para i-justify na kailangan yun ng support and cheers and basketball game, you're fucking delusional. Yun, so for me, nare-relate ko yung myth-making and even yung myth-making ni, ano, ni Vecna himself, di ba? Yung sinasabi niya kay Eleven na si Dr. Brenner sinungaling, although, yes, sinungaling siya, kine-question, yung, hindi na alam ni Eleven kung sino yung papaniwalaan. Di ba? Ang puhunan lang ni Eleven, ano eh, instincts eh, diba? Kung sino yung tutulungan niya. So parang, yun, yung myth-making and propaganda. That's it.
Nice.
Okay, ikaw, ano yung next?
That's it na.
Ah, ako meron akong Sidebar? Hindi, related to that. May second point ako na marirelate ko sa Stranger Things and during the
1986.
Like, the freaks are hunted down in silence, diba? Like,
yes.
Most of the people who speak the truth are either hunted down, scared, intimidate yung pamilya nila para manahimik sila or papatayin sila, ito-torture sila. And of course, hindi yung nare-report ng media, di ba? Or hindi complete yung report ng media or after the fact nare-report yun.
Parang yun na yung character ni Murray, basically. Siya na yung the last bastion of truth, di ba? Kasi conspiracy theorist siya, di ba?
Eh, pero in kasi hiding. ngayon, if i-zoom out mo naman sa panahon natin ngayon, technically, mga conspiracy theorist yung mga Italiano gold.
Ah.
'Di ba? As in ano na mix na eh. Hindi mo na alam kung sino talaga 'yung paniniwalaan eh, 'di ba?
Parehong sides may conspiracy theory.
Oh, parang, this is so tiring. Papaka 11 ka na lang na okay, I'll trust my fucking instincts whoever is.
Yeah.
Pero si 11 nga after the fact eh, 'yung parang wala na betray na siya, niloko na siya, tsaka niya na realize na niloko siya. Pero I guess 'yun 'yung fault of being on the side of good, 'di ba? Hindi ka makaka defense agad eh. Na niloko mo ako, gago ka. Hindi, hahayaan mo talaga wala. Niloko mo ako eh.
Tama.
Parang that's the tragedy of being a good person, I guess. Hindi mo nga ma... Hindi mo pe-prevent or ma-protect yung sarili mo from, I don't know, evil. Pero yun, marirelate ko siya na yung freaks. Parang yung mga activists, di ba? As in, papatayin, dudukutin. Sa panahon natin ngayon, yung mga aktivista, nire-red tag, commies agad.
Or ako pa nga, yung, in a general sense pa, in a bigger world picture, yung mga scientists sa climate change,
yes.
Tinotorture.
Oh, eh.
Pinapatay.
Or tatakutin na kung sasabihin niyo totoo.
Oo.
Parang, what's happening? Yun. Anyway.
So yun, pod pals. Those were our observations for Stranger Things.
Volume 1 pa lang to.
Oo, mag-usap pa tayo sa July 1.
Two more episodes.
Yeah. Streaming on July 1.
Also, di kami binayaran na Netflix to talk about this.
But, salamat Netflix for all the gift packages you've been sending us every Christmas.
But for Stranger Things, they didn't tap us. This is just made from our own volition because we like Stranger Things.
Yes.
Yan. Pero kung gusto
Netflix,
nyo,
kung gusto nyo,
Netflix, bakit hindi?
Yes,
diba?
Or if you want advertising, just tell our pod
Podmetrics Network Asia.
And Podmetrics.
Yeah.
Hello, pod pals. Commercial break. Yes, we got a commercial.
Sining Labin Siam of Benilde Theater Arts Program is having their third theater production entitled Orgullo Compound. Written by Dr. Layeta Bukoy and directed by Jenny Lohico Cruz. This two-act play revolves around the story of Teofi Orgullo, the problem of his apartment compound, academic tenure, and intimate relationships wherein an inner battle unfolds leading up to self-determination and implosion of his environment. Join C-Lab and visit Orgullo Compound on July 29 to August 12, 2022. Open for streaming from 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. Tickets will be available via tickettome.net for 250 pesos.
Win a ticket to the Orgullo Compound by the Sining Labin Siam of the Benilde Theater Arts Program with these easy steps. 1. Follow at Telebabad Tapes on Instagram. 2. Share your favorite episode of the Telebabad Tapes podcast and why with the hashtag Telebabad Tapes. 3, tag at Telebabad Tapes and at Podcast Network Asia. We'll be choosing 4 winners who will each get 1 ticket to the Orgullo Compound Play by the Sining Labin Siam of the Benilde Theater Arts Program. Go listen to Telebabad Tapes and join the giveaway promo now.
Okay, time for our PAM.
Podpal Answering Machine.
So, for our Podpal Answering Machine segment for episode 80, Loser Country with Ramon Bautista.
Ramon. Actually, ang daming nag-engage. I guess maraming fan si Ramon. Uh-oh. Thanks, Ramon.
Konti yung fans natin. Uh-oh, or wala tayong fans.
Wala tayong si hatak. Uh-oh. Si Ramon yung may hatak.
So, ako, ito. Ito yung napili ko. Because this answered my question thrown at Ramon na yung mga expats ba na nakikita natin sa Burgos Circle or sa Cafe Havana or sa Poblacion ay Filipino citizens ba sila? Ito, may dalawang sumagot na sobrang natuwa ako dahil na-enlighten ako sobra. This was information that I did not know kasi in-assume ko na since ang tagal nila dito, malamang naging Filipino citizens na sila. Mm. So, hindi ko napapangalanan, kilala niyo sila. Ha. Most likely, walang Philippine passport. If not married to a Filipina, most likely, may SRRV, Special Retirement Resident Visa, or SIRV, Special Investors Resident Visa. Majority kasi ng foreign clients ko sa bank noon, yan yung visa status nila. Yun pala yun. Tapos, may isa pang sumagot. I doubt it. Pwedeng dual citizenship. May office mate ako na Amerikano. He's 50-something already. May family siya dito but he can't give up his American citizenship.
Siyempre.
Marami yatang perks.
Powerful passport yun. Diba?
It's a power. They can travel around the world.
Yeah.
Yan, ano yung sayo?
Medyo mahaba to. Tsaka ano ah, medyo napapadalas natin. As in feeling ko siya, de, joke lang. Masustansya siyang mag-comment eh. So, parang this is his second time being
my prom. Oh, congrats. Yeah. Congrats,
ha? Wala kaming mapaprice ngayon, sorry. Maybe pag may sponsors sa kami.
Ulit. Hello, Netflix.
Anyway, okay. So, sabi niya, medyo mahaba-haba itong babasahin ko, Podpals. So, sabi niya, okay, tagal kong nasa limbo dahil sa lintik na eleksyon. Anyway, ang hirap i-analyze ng loser country in a sense na ang sarap hanapin ng root cause at ang hirap din gawa ng solution. Well, technically, hindi naman natin yan magagawa ng solution on our own. Anyway, side comment ko yun. Anyway, ayun. Gusto ko sisihin ang mga colonizers natin. Side comment, yes, me too. Sisisi ko sila. But even before colonizers came, may latak na sa atin. Which I think ito yung interesting for me kasi I always blame the colonizers. Ayun, sabi niya, like si Humabon na kumampi kay Magellan, siguro dahil nasilaw sa imported goods na dala ni Magellan. At umuulit tong eksena na to. Kasi fast forward sa transition ng Spanish era to American era, yung mga katipunerong may lupa, iniwan nila yung mga kasama nila at nag-side sila sa Amerikano as soon as na-secure na nila yung kanilang mga lupain. Pucha, sama eh, no? And even now, ganito pa rin tayo. Sana na-detect ng Podpals kung ano yung comment tsaka kung ano yung comment ko. Bahala na kayo. Ayun. But even now, ganito pa din tayo. Kapag may malakas na politiko, lumipat ng allegiance dun sa mas malakas to secure their interest. It's a repeating cycle. Ako, side comment, yes. Meron akong isang senator na I used to admire, tapos lumipat siya. It's parang, what the fuck?
Parang balimbing mentality, no?
It's politics. He's balimbing. Being political. No, hindi siya balimbing. He's being political. Diba? I mean, ano ba yung definition ng power, diba? And if you have the capability to make things happen. So, if gusto niya talaga yun, malamang lilip. It's a practical choice, but I don't agree with him. Ayan. Anyway, sabi niya pa, gusto ko maniwala na hindi tayo losers. Loser as a state or government, yes. But as a country, as a nation, big no. Tingin ko, laging may confusion sa paggamit ng state and country. Our constitution is basically young. Wala pa siyang 100 years compared to US. They have theirs since 1700s. Oo naman. And kahit sila problematic din, that is so true. I guess it's a sad thought na baka wala na tayo sa Earth by the time na marating ng Pinas ang ideal state natin. At dito papasok yung idea na we are not losers as a country. Yung recent Southeast Asian Games na lang, ang galing ng mga athletes natin. Arts, ang galing natin dyan. We have great musicians, great writers, great visual artists. na nilalagay ang Pinas sa international scene. And even our indigenous peoples, napanood niyo ba yung dokyo ni Atom? Sobrang intact yung values nila na sobrang basic pero rarity na para sa atin. For me, ito yung mga signs na we're not yet doomed. So no, we're not losers. Dumadaan lang tayo sa napakahabang learning curve. One day soon, naniniwala ako na makakapoy din tayo sa sistemang ito. Ano yung makakapoy? Pa-comment na lang. Hindi ko yun alam. Yung word na yun. Gusto ko na nga isipin na baka kailangan talaga ulit natin ng isa pang dictator as a wake-up slap. Huwag naman dictator. Sige, sabihin ko na. Isa pang Marcos. Kasi hopefully hindi naman dictator si Marcos Jr. as a wake-up slap. Ewan, I'm just maybe trying to find some silver lining sa situation natin. Padayon lang, hindi tayo losers. Lol, grabe test ng positivity ko dito.
Amazing. Ganda ng insight. Good pick, good pick.
But I guess hindi yun Filipino trait, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yung ano, iti-take mo yung beneficial sa'yo regardless ng effect sa karamihan. I mean, recurring naman yan sa pop culture. Ayun!
So anyway,
mahaba-haba na tong episode. So if may comments kayo or may dagdag kayo observations about Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 1, just comment it. So, feature kayo sa Pam. And if you want us to do a follow-up of Volume 2, sabihin nyo din.
Mm-mm.
Kasi pwede namang hindi na kami gumawa.
Oo, pag-usapan na lang natin sa Facebook.
Sa Facebook, diba? Ayun. Anyway, that's it. Goodbye.
That wraps up Episode 81, Stranger Things 4. Hope you enjoyed this episode, Pod Pals. See you. So, that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebaba Tapes.
Same Telebaba time?
Same Telebaba channel.
Bye! Bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.